Good morning and welcome to the Friday, April 27th edition of Byers & Company. This hour, we got Rita Coley in the studio. She's going to tell you about a very, very important initiative that's getting kicked off in our community. And we'll preview the weekend movies. The Avengers, huh? Starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the program, Friday edition of Byers & Company. If you missed any of our interviews so far today, podcasts are available, nowdecatur.com, the Now Decatur Facebook page, the Now Decatur app, the iTunes store, just about anywhere you get your podcasts. They're presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. We had Miranda Rothrock from the Chamber, Pastor Matt Samuels from GT Church, Ryan McCready from the EDC, and Rita Coley joins us right now in studios to talk about something very near and dear to her heart. Good morning. How are you?
Good
You're
morning.
An ABBA
Happy
fan,
Friday.
Too.
Oh, boy. Just changed my mood.
Isn't
I'm
it?
Ready to go.
Happy
yeah.
music.
Sun's out. We're good.
All right. Well, you guys have been hard at work creating this new initiative, and I want to talk about that, give a little historical background to that, and then other ways that people can support the cause along the way.
I appreciate that.
Tell me about this this cardiac initiative, the Greater Decatur Community Cardiac Initiative.
Well, it's really been kind of driven from that community support that we received several years ago after our son passed away. We had just those same people that you're working with every day, going to church with, that you see come alongside you. And through that support, we became aware of a program that was happening just 50 miles from us. And they were screening high school athletes. And I sort of got interested in it and started doing some research and found out that these little programs are cropping up nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a need for it. We just haven't figured out the funding and the organization
sure.
quite yet.
Well, you guys started this Stone Throw Forward, which is a local
yes.
charity, 501c3. You do a golf outing. We'll talk about it a little bit later. You raise money in various ways. But this heart screening for local student athletes. Now, the vast majority of local student athletes are fine, right? But
absolutely.
Some are walking around with a time bomb that they don't know about. And this happens in all walks of life. And then families like yours are losing people way too young because we didn't have the knowledge.
It's just crazy to me that the numbers that are there, that how many people this involves. And then when you start putting names and faces, and we've had so many here in our community, you know, a young lady at St. Teresa and a band member at Meridian and, you know, Kyle Maroa Forsyth. We've just had a handful in our community that people really come around and rally. We had a young man pass away at the Civic Center, and this was started several years ago. They tried this effort. And, you know, the hospitals have been so supportive, but we just did not have a pediatric cardiologist here in our community to round out the team so that we were able to provide this experience. And now we do. You talked yesterday about the collaboratives between SIU and DMH and Prairie and St. Mary's. They're here now, and we can do it. And it's kind of like the cards have all aligned, and it's going to happen.
Well, it's amazing. Out of tragedy, often, you know, so much good gets done by people who choose to remember people in that way.
Yes.
And I think it's the ultimate tribute to your son. That, you know, you might be saving lives for years and years
yes.
to come in the future. So tell me about Tuesday night at Milliken, because people
yes.
are invited to come out to that if they would like. We're going to be
yes.
Where and what will be involved. There's a panel of experts who will be there.
This was really kind of came out of a conversation with your very own Nick Smith, who's been very supportive of us. We have long family ties between the Inlow family and the Coley family and the drug world here in Decatur.
Sure.
And so Nick has been a partner with us all along the way. And we talked about trying to get the word out to parents as we sent out the IHSA mandated school physical forms. There would also be information in regards to their opportunity to get an EKG when they got the school physical in high school. And so the panel discussion or the conversation that we're inviting people to on Tuesday is just the recording of that. And that's really just logistics. We thought if we got all the people in the same room at the same time, it would be easier to record that conversation and much more engaging, and there'll
sure.
be a chance to answer questions. And
so people will be able to see this on social media,
yes.
and it will live on, so beyond just the night.
That's
and
right.
that way everybody's consumption habits have changed. That's a smart way
yes.
to do it. So who will be there?
We have Dr. J from DMH. I hope that he will be able to be there. Such a crazy busy time mm-hmm. that we're trying to work with that. The program is coordinated through the athletic trainers of the schools. We have two of the main ones, Matt Munjoy and Dustin Fink, representing both of the hospitals that will be there. This has been a collaborative with them. We have a family from Effingham that has lost a son to this and has been screening in the Effingham area for several years now that can talk about perspective. How many students are they seeing? How many are positive? It tends to run about 4%. They screen everyone. We will not be doing that. We've chosen to really use a 14-question survey to talk about heart history and about your personal experiences, your behaviors, your things that you like to do. Have you ever had chest pain? Do you ever feel like you get dizzy with exertion?
Yeah, or diagnosed with a heart murmur. There's a list of things that they can go through.
Yes.
And then if it's necessary, these screenings can involve an EKG and those kind of things.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, in the couple of minutes we have left, if people want to stop by, that's 6 o'clock, third floor at Millikan in the new Commons building. First of all, if you haven't seen the new building, it's unbelievable.
It is.
You guys have a partnership with Millikan University through Lori Kearns, correct?
Yes. Lori Kearns has been great. She's just waiting for the next step for this to go to college level. And we've had this conversation for over a year. She's been supportive and wanting to include her athletes in it. And I do believe that through NCAA, that will become mandated, you know, very shortly. And it'll trickle down to high school once we figure out a way to pay for it.
Boy, I tell you, it's amazing. All these years, I remember the tragedy at the NCAA tournament with Hank Gathers, you know, and that's 20 years ago, you know, and we're still talking about it. There's got to be a way to figure this out. Now, you guys also do a golf outing. I mean, there's a number of ways you can support the cause and help raise money for the foundation and the efforts that you're talking about. That's August 26th. I know it's still a little ways away, but people pick their golf outings, right?
That's right.
So I want to make sure you have that on your calendar. That's at Southside Country Club, Saturday, August 26th. People can still, I assume, sponsor and
of
hold
course.
Sponsorships and all that kind of thing. How do they get a hold of you guys?
Lauren Young, God bless her, our daughter, is usually the contact person for that. And her phone number is 620-2354. You can always drop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner.
Absolutely.
I'd be happy to give you
get
a form for
to the
that
right
support.
Person.
Yes.
All right. So if schools are interested in reaching out, you know, medical professionals, it seems to me there's a lot of people out here that could play a role in this. Mm-hmm. The same thing, they could just contact either of the businesses.
Yes. The interesting piece about that is the medical professionals, like the athletic trainers and the providers, the EMTs, they're really excited about the program. It's similar to when we had CPR and then we got the defibrillators, so we were able to do something about what we were finding. This will be a similar thing. I really don't want people to be confused and think it's about limiting activity. It's really about coming alongside that student athlete, identifying the problem, and then having an action plan so that they can participate in tennis and basketball and all of those things. So,
all right. It's great stuff. You guys have done a lot of hard work on this. And so if people would like to support it, there are a number of ways to do so. We'll be sharing, by the way, all of those recordings from Tuesday night on Natticator.com and Natticator's Facebook page. Help get the word out because, you know, you have to have a plan, right, if something bad
Absolutely.
Happens. But what if you can prevent something bad from happening to begin with? Wouldn't that be an ideal world?
One person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just one person.
Rita, we really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the ABBA. We're going to take a break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.